This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk. Call accepted.
Hello, Professor. So I know I'm meant to drink 8 glasses of water each day. Does it have to be water, or can I have a drink of fruit juice or a fizzy drink?
Oh, that's a good one. Now, if you're thirsty, your body will be grateful for any drink you give it. But not all drinks are the same when it comes to your health. Water is a great choice throughout the day because it hydrates without providing you with extra energy or harming your teeth.
And milk's a very useful source of nutrients, especially protein, vitamin B and calcium. You should include milk regularly in your diet, but only the stuff without sugars. Sugary milk drinks like milkshakes and hot chocolate should be an occasional treat only.
Nice smoothie, anyone? Fruit and vegetable juices and smoothies contain vitamins and minerals, and some have fibre too. However, they also contain some sugars and can be acidic too, so it's better to have no more than one a day, and then at mealtimes.
Oh, I do like a nice cup of tea.
So do I, Nanobot. Tea and coffee are fine to drink occasionally, but because they contain caffeine, they're not suitable for children in large amounts. Why not switch to the decaffeinated versions and drink with low-fat milk and no added sugar? Everyone knows that fizzy drinks and squashes contain a lot of sugar, but you might not know that even the sugar-free versions have acids that can erode the outer surface of your teeth.
And then there's sport energy drinks. While they sound healthy, they contain a massive amount of sugar and other chemicals, which really aren't suitable for children. They may even make you ill.
Any other facts for us, Nanobot?
Well, there are some very strange drinks around the world. Did you know an Indian inventor has been developing a new drink based on cow whey? Cows are sacred in India and thought to have special life-giving powers. And they reckon his drink will help keep you healthy. And if that wasn't tempting enough for you, a Chinese inventor has found a way to grow green tea in panda dung. He says his tea is both nutritious and delicious.
Gosh, well, I suppose you could enjoy a cap of panda poo tea if you really want, but I think I'll stick to water. It's fun to have a mix of drinks, even without panda poo tea, but I think water wins. It should be your first choice every time when you're filling your glass.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk, with support from the Children's Health Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/halex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.